Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. So we are so excited because we're going to be talking Jerusalem Marathon, the experience running through the streets of Jerusalem, just how magical it was, and that's going to be coming to you in the next hour. So I've got a great message from Michelle and the team, and it's just a big wow, what a journey it's been. We are so grateful to every one of you who laced up your sneakers and hit the pavement for the Jerusalem Marathon 2025 and the Josie Jog, even though it was in the rain. You didn't just run a race, you ran with purpose, with heart, with an unstoppable drive to make a difference. A huge thank you to our incredible sponsors. Your generosity empowered our runners, lifted our warriors, and ensured that we can continue the invaluable work we do. Thank you for believing in this mission and standing with us to support those who need it most. The race may be over, but our mission continues. Be a part of this unbelievable event. Sponsor a runner, donate, or share our story. Every contribution, no matter the size, brings hope, love, and strength to those battling cancer. Thank you for being part of this incredible journey. We couldn't do it without you. With endless gratitude and excitement, Michelle Goodman and the DL Link team. So I'm so delighted. Tammy Lewin, also a powerhouse at the DL Link, is with us to tell us how, you know, what the experience was like. Tammy is the DL Link fundraiser and events coordinator. So how she let us, you know, arrives with a smile on her face, I'm looking at her, always, is beyond me. Tams, welcome, welcome, welcome. And how are you, and have you recovered?
Hello, Nix. Yeah, I'm amazing, thank God. There wasn't really anything to recover from because it was just completely exhilarating and energizing, and the whole event was just unbelievable, thank God.
So Tams, for people who've just tuned in for the very first time, just tell us a little bit about, you know, the Jerusalem Marathon, just what the okay. participation by the DL Link and what that was like.
So DL Link has been involved with the Jerusalem Marathon actually since 2014. And we've taken, I think this is the eighth year that we've taken a group. And basically our aim of taking this group is two-sided. The one is obviously a fundraiser, as every runner creates themselves a page and a profile and they raise money for their run, obviously for DL Link to continue the work we do. The second side is actually has become an extremely meaningful event for DL Link because every runner runs in Jerusalem, and obviously specifically Jerusalem because it's such a holy place that we run in the merit of people for recovery or in their memory. And not only that, but every runner gets to connect with the person, the name on their shirt. So some runners will choose somebody they know. Otherwise, we will allocate a DL Link warrior. And before the event, they get to connect with the warrior. So on the day, there's this like whole excitement going on, and the warriors are wishing the runners good luck and all these messages. And the runners are telling the warriors how they have them in mind. And quite a few times we've actually heard runners say how they're like nearly at the end or just pushing up that hill and they want to quit. And then they think of their warriors they're running for and they say, no, they can't quit now. And it's just to identify with the warriors also, you know, on their own heels through their challenging journeys. And like we say, we are choosing this challenge to run in Jerusalem. They have no choice. So we push on and we do it for them. And obviously the fundraising goes a long way in DL Link being able to service them and to continue what we do even after the marathon.
It's always amazing. I just can't believe that this was the eighth year. How time flies, Tam. So you always put something really special together. Usually take a big team across. This year was slightly different because times changed and it was so close to Pesach. So you had quite a big team there. There were, what, 58? How many runners were part of the team?
We had 58 runners, and actually, to be honest, it was a miracle because we actually, because of everything going on in Israel and the situation, and then they changed the date to be right before Pesach. It was actually a challenge getting our team together, to be honest. And in the end, a lot of South Africans came together, people who live in Israel, some people from here, and it was just really incredible, a group of 58 runners for DL Link this year.
And as I said in the announcement, so some actually ran in Jerusalem, but then there was an incredible team. I think it was started by the Torah Academy?
We Yeshiva College.
A few weeks ago. Yeshiva College, yeah. A bigger part in Yeshiva College, and they had their own run here in Joburg.
Yeah, so it was incredible. They did the Josie Jog, Yeshiva College, and they raised a really significant amount of money. It was the Yeshiva College primary school teachers, and it was incredible. So at the same time that we ran in Jerusalem, they ran here, actually in the rain and the cold. The teachers ran and they got to school, and then they did like a little Shabbos shuk to give the kids the feel of, you know, being in Jerusalem. And it was really an incredible event to identify with DL Link as a place in the community in South Africa, identifying at the same time with Jerusalem and giving the kids in the school such a positive energy, especially in light of everything going on of Israel, and at the same time identifying with DL Link and our cancer warriors and giving the kids a chance to be part of such a special opportunity and a mitzvah of giving to our organization.
And Tams, as you say, I mean, the fundraising here for the Josie Jog was incredible, of course, in Israel as well. But none of it, I mean, and I want to hear more stories about the run and events, but to get it started, to continue every year with this marathon, you have these important sponsors, right?
Yeah, so we actually always do have sponsors. This year we had one main sponsor, and I'd like to mention Supergroup, who is really just an incredible, let's say, friend of DL Link, actually. And we did the whole run in honor of Adrian Lewis, who was one of a very important, you know, person who worked at Supergroup. But also, he came on to DL Link in a really special way. He came on as an anonymous donor, gave a huge donation before he knew anything about DL Link. And then he was actually one of our biggest donors, and then he became a warrior himself and unfortunately passed away at the end of last year. So we actually wanted to dedicate this whole run to him this year and give it to Supergroup for always just aligning with us and putting their name to our work and just being our friend. Adrian was really just a true friend to us, to be honest, more than just a donor, really a friend. And on that note, I just want to say to his wife, B, and his two beautiful boys that we just wish them strength, and we hope that this run gave them a little bit of extra strength in their journey of healing through what they're going through.
Just incredible, Tams. So maybe you can just share with us, you talk about, you know, with Adrian Lewis and the super group, and sure, how he got involved with the DL Link a while ago, and so dedicating the race to him. What was the vibe like? What was it like? And what's it like, you know, in Israel? Because this is always such a festive marathon. What was it like this year?
So, I mean, the vibe in Jerusalem, honestly, it's hard to describe in words. It's something that you have to just literally be there. So I'm inviting anyone who's listening to be there next year. But I'll try my best. You know, being a Jew and being in Israel and literally in Jerusalem, you know, you're just surrounded by Israelis and people running and pushing you on and cheering you. And on the side of the road, there's literally people like playing music, playing drums, trumpets, dancing. The vibe literally just like carries you. It's just full of energy. And especially, you know, that we all every day now are davening for whatever's going on in Israel, for the hostages and for our soldiers. And just to see soldiers running, you know, there was a group of, actually, they were running in their uniforms just to represent the Chayalim. And it's just really special. That vibe is just hard to describe, but so full of energy. And it's just actually such a privilege and such an honor for DL Link to have such a big group and to be a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, and Tams, I mean, compared to the other marathons that you've attended before, what were the numbers like? I mean, were there less? Were there more? What could you gauge?
Yeah. So the truth is that actually when we went to the expo to collect all the kits, sadly, the guy in charge did tell me that the numbers have decreased since COVID and since the war. But when you're at the race, it's not something you feel. There's still thousands and thousands of runners, you know, still with that positive energy of Israel and Jerusalem and, you know, people speaking Hebrew. And actually, there's people from all over the world who come, which is amazing. So you don't feel it in the marathon.
Yeah. Did you have any, I mean, they're always pretty special stories, right? I mean, you always come back with this connected with that and that. I mean, was it like that this year, Tam? Were there these? I'm sure there were many extraordinary events and stories that took place.
At DL Link, next, every event, there's always a story. And I feel like it's just Hashem, like it's just God always directing the way. You know, there's people who will, like, there was a lady whose name we put on her shirt, just randomly, one of our warriors. And then she just landed up saying, oh, I knew her. Like, she was my son's Hebrew teacher when we were in South Africa. And then last year we had a story where we actually had a really tiny group. We weren't planning to have a group because of the war. And then in the end, there was a group of students in Israel who wanted to do it. And so we actually put a group together at the last minute. And there was a South African guy in Israel helping us coordinate and doing things from that side. I just will mention Akiva because he also helped us a lot this year. And we sent Akiva a shirt and it was all last minute. So it was completely random. And then when he received all the shirts to give out to the runners, he opened his shirt and he said, Tammy, I cannot believe this. He's like, I just got the shivers. The lady's name on his shirt was his mom's best friend. His mom had passed away just before that. And now it was actually this lady's husband's name who was on his shirt, who's his mom's best friend. And it was all completely by chance. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, nothing's actually by chance, even if in our eyes it is. But there's always stories and there's things we don't even know in the background that are affecting warriors and affecting people who need a refuah. Some stories don't even get to us. But that's how the ripple effect of these type of events for DL Link.
They're always there. It always amazes me. I love these stories, Tam. Are people still able to make the donation for the Jerusalem Marathon, or has that fundraiser ended?
I mean, you know who you're asking, Nix. You're talking to me. I'm Tammy, the fundraiser of DL Link, so I definitely will never say no to a donation. Yeah, so the truth is, it is a good question, and yes, most definitely. Actually, the fundraising sometimes does continue after the marathon because every runner has a goal that they have to reach. And if they don't reach it by the marathon, they can continue. You know, our work never ends. So although they may have reached the finish line on their run for 2025, we still continue every single day with our mission and our goal of what we're actually doing this for. So of course, they can still donate. The page is still open. If you go to our website, dllink.co.za, it's on the events page, Jerusalem Marathon. You can do a donation in honor of any specific runner or even just to the main events. So yes, most definitely. And on the note of donations and fundraising, I just want to mention that, you know, our build is happening. I know that you've spoken about it, but DL Link is coming up at a fast pace, our beautiful center, which is coming up. And I want to make a special announcement on the show today, which our runners don't even know yet. But we're going to be dedicating a special wall in the gym from the proceeds of Jerusalem Marathon. So in honor of all our Jerusalem Marathon runners over the years, there's going to be a special wall in the gym dedicated to them.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're going to have an amazing launch so we can all get to see it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Tam, I wonder, I mean, is there anything else that you wanted to share? I'm sure there's just so many more stories, but anything else before we do say?
I don't actually want to take the time, because we're going to be hearing from very incredible guests who actually were the runners and were part of our marathon. And so I want you to hear it from them. All I want to say is that if anybody wants to pop past Yelling, come and see the building, come and see what's happening and where we're up to, everybody's welcome, and it's just looking super exciting.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Tams.